body. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Yotzim Yisukah L'Sukah. You have to stay in one sukkah the whole 7 days. And Rashi learns, Lecho Bezu Belishim Bezu, O Hayom Bezel Mocher Bezel. Can't one day stay in one sukkah, sleep in one sukkah, and eat in another sukkah. They ain't also in sukkah b'chol ha-shamayit. Mishal Yosha b'sukkah yantif harishon. If you didn't have a sukkah the first day of yantif, you can't build in a chalamoid. You're not yotze if you build in a chalamoid. The chachamim omrim yotze mi sukkah v'sukkah, but also in sukkah b'chol ha-shamayit. The chachamim hold there's no such halacha. You're allowed to be in more than one sukkah, and you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, even if you didn't have a sukkah on the first day. Everybody agrees if you had a sukkah on the first day and it fell down, you can rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. My time of the Velezer. Why does the Velezer hold that the Rashi learns both of these halachas? Ein yotze mi sukkah v'sukkah, ve'ein osin sukkah v'chol HaShemoed. Amar kroa chag ha-sukkah tas alechosh shivas yomim. Say sukkah haruiyu l'shiva. You have to make a sukkah that's fit for 7 days. So if you build that on Chol HaMoed, it's not fit for 7 days. And if you don't sit in it for 7 days, you're also not yotze the mitzvah. Tosus learns, other Rishonim learn, other than Rashi, not Tosus, other Rishonim learn that not sitting in a sukkah all 7 days is not a problem of the sukkah. And therefore, even according to Belezer, you'd be yotze. The reason of a yotze mi sukkah v'sukkah is because a bizui, it's a bizoyin to the first sukkah as if it's not good enough for you. Rashi, asei sukkah v'shem chag, so shivas hayayome. Shmas mina, the ain osin sukkah v'chol ha-shamoy. The ain l'shiva. If you build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, it's not a 7-day sukkah. V'shamina mina, the ain yotze mi sukkah v'sukkah. Dimkein lav sukkah v'shiva hi. Same thing, you have to be in the same sukkah the whole 7 days. Okay. For Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon hold? Hachi koma rachmana. Hasei sukkah b'chag. Right? You can make the shivas yomim, right? Chag ha-sukkah t'hasel, shivas yomim means any one of the 7 days you can make a sukkah. Not it has to be for 7 days. But you could make it any of the 7 days. Rabban Hachi Kamar Rachman, Hachi Kamar Rachman. Asay Sukkah Bechag. The Shavim Shimnaf Bashechozer Bono, so Bechol Shomoy Pshita, right? Because it's a Sukkah for 7 days, Lamaisa, even if it fell down, Lamaisa can rebuild it. Now the same, Mahayach Risi, the Ein of the Shiva. Building it new is a new Sukkah. Right? Since it fell down, that old Sukkah is bottle, and now it's a new one. Kamash Malon now. Tosa says, Mashm a little bit. That you have to build it with the original wood that you made the first one. Then it's considered a continuation of the first sukkah. But if you built a completely new sukkah, that would not be a continuation according to Belezer, and you wouldn't be yotze. That would be like building a sukkah on Chol HaMoed to begin with. Okay. Now the same, Rashi Pshita, the sukkah shivahi. Right, what's the chiddush that you can rebuild it on Chol HaMoed? The sukkah was made for 7 days. Mal the same Mahayach Risi, Veno Shiva, Kamash Malan, Hoy the Yashaba, the Yantif, the Zuva Hashlim, he, since Lamaisa, you used this sukkah the first day, even though it fell down, and now you're rebuilding it, it's called a sukkah for 7 days. Sukkah Shiva Karinabe, Shetashlumin, Lurishonai. It's making up what you had the first day. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kishem Shein Adam Yotze Yidei Chuvasu B'yantif HaRishon Shol Chag B'Lulava Shol Chaveru D'Siv V'Lokachtem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon Priyei Tzadar Kapos Tamarim Mishal Lachem. Rabbi Elazar said, just like you're not Yotze with somebody else's Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkot, because it says V'Lokachtem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon, right, it has to be yours. Kach Ein Adam Yotze Yidei Chuvasu B'Sukkot Shol Chaveru. You can't use somebody else's Sukkot either. It has to belong to you. Tchsiv Chag Asukos Tasa Lecho Shivas Yomim. Says again here Lecho Mishalcha has to be yours. The Chachamim Omrim Afopi Shomru Ein Adam Yotze Yidei Chuvasu B'Yantif Rishon Shebelulav Shachadero. The Chachamim say no. Even though we agree that you can't use somebody else's Dalad Minim, it has to be yours. Can't borrow Dalad Minim. Avad Yotze Yidei Chuvasu B'Sukos Shachadero. But you don't have to own the sukkah. It can be borrowed too. Tchsiv, call her Ezrach B'Yisrael, Yeshu B'Sukkos. Malamit, she call Yisrael, Ruyim Leisha B'Sukkah Achas. It's possible that all Jews should be Yotzei with one sukkah. And the way Rashi learns is, and to own something, it has to be at least a Shavah Pruta. And if everybody's being Yotzei with one sukkah, obviously not everybody has a Shavah Pruta. So therefore, what's it called? It's a Raya that you must be being Yotzei by borrowing somebody else's Chelek, so you'll have at least a Shavah Pruta. And therefore, what's it called? You see that you can borrow a sukkah and be Yotzei. What? No, but since it says kol ha'ez, it should have said, if it's talking about a lot of people sitting in a lot of sukkahs, it should have said kol ha'ezrochim b'Yisrael. In fact, it says a yochid means people can sit in sukkahs, but everybody conceivably could be in one sukkah. That's why it says the loshen yochid by Ezra. To tell me that individuals can't sit in a lot of sukkahs.
So why
does it say sukkah? No, it's not, because it's talking about sukkahs in general. Right, but the Maisha, since it says Ezra, we're medayik that everybody conceivably could sit in one sukkah. Okay. Rashi. Lachem mishalachem, lahotzias ha-gozul v'yashashol. You steal an esrog and lulav, or you borrow it, you're not yotzit. Kol ha-ezrog yeshu b'sukkos, k'siv, demash m'sukkah achas, l'chol Yisrael. Mashma, that one sukkah could suffice for all of Klal Yisrael. Obviously, they can't fit into one sukkah, but they could use it one after the other. The Efshe Shiyalakula. It's impossible that it should, all of them should own it. The Lomot Yishavapruta, the Chochad, Elai Deshai. Right, so Elamai, so how could it be that it belongs to everybody? People borrow from the other one. So you see, borrowing a sukkah is okay. Tosus argues on Rashi. And Tosfos says that wherever something has to be yours, you're not Yotzei B'Shutfos either. It has to be exclusively yours. And if the halacha would be that you couldn't borrow a sukkah, you couldn't own it B'Shutfos with somebody else either. And what's it called? Therefore, according to Tosfos, it would seem that you can't buy an Esrog and Lulav B'Shutfos. And some hold Taka like that, and some hold Tosfos had Charata from that, and that you could have, only according to the Lezer, that was the Havamina. But the Halacha, even if you have to own something, you can own it together with other people, and that's called owning. And according to Rashi, it would seem that wherever you own something B'Shutfos, which you Yotzei, you have to have a Shavah Pruta. It would seem, therefore, that Matzah, that it has to be yours, or Arba Minim has to be worth a Shavah Pruta. Otherwise, you're not Yotzei. It's not yours. And there's a lot of Torah on this inyan, whether it's to be owned something, it has to be a Shavah Pruta or not. There's those that learn in Rashi completely different pshat. But from the pashtus of Rashi, it's mashma that for something to be yours, it has to be worth a Shavah Pruta. Okay. For Rabbanan Hailecha my darshi bay, so Maisa, the Rabbanan hold you Yotzei with borrowed sukkah, so what does it say? Chag ha-sukkahs tasa l'cha. Boy, l'lamut e'gzula. Tell me that a sukkah gzula is possible. In Tosus we had on Daf Tes, asked why do you need a pasuk to tell me sukkah gzula is possible? It's mitzvah bo b'aveira. And there's all many answers that we gave over there of why you still need a pasuk to tell me gzula is possible, even though it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. Avol shula k'siv kol ha'ezrach, but en ha'chanami. Stolen one is possible, but a borrowed one is kosher. Well, Ezra, hi, call Ezra, my avid. What does Rabbi Ezra do with the pasuk of Ezra? Why does it say it the lashon yochid, kol ha Ezra? It should have said kol ha Ezrochim. My avid, my boy, the gersh and his guy are being assigned, the cotton shirt and his gadol being assigned. You have somebody who, what's it called, kol ha Ezra, comes to tell me that if you have a ger who became a Jew on Chol HaMoed, so he's Yotzei with a sukkah, even if it's not for all 7 days. Because he's Yotzei for all the time that he could be. And the same thing with cotton that became bar mitzvah during sukkahs. He's Yotzei also, even though he didn't sit in the sukkah all 7 days. Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan, where they learn this halacha from? Kivin Shom, Rosh, and Sukkah, B'chol HaShomoy, Lo Yitzvichra. The Rabbanan hold there's no problem altogether. Anybody could be Yotzei sukkah for part of the yontif. So you don't need a special pasuk to tell me that a ger or a cotton that became Jewish or bar mitzvah on sukkahs is Yotzei with the sukkah. They're Yotzei anyway. anybody's yotzei with a sukkah for only part of the time. But Rav Lezer holds that you're not yotzei with a sukkah for part of the time, needs a pasuk to tell me where you can only be yotzei part of the time you're yotzei. Rashi. A ger became a ger on Chol HaMoed, or a cotton grew up and became a gadol on Chol HaMoed. The cotton should gadol, some chulu beis sairus b'moed. He was 13 and he had beis sairus, so he's a gadol min haTorah. The osa high kol rebuye she'osa sukkah b'chol HaMoed. That person can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Masha ein keba mechuyev kol v'mechein, somebody who was chayev with sukkah before, is not yotze if he doesn't make a sukkah on the first day. Can't make it Chol HaMoed. Gemar Lezer Leo. That's Rav Lezer Shita. For Rabban and Kivan da Amri Osen Sukkah B'Chol HaShemoed. Vafilu Misha Mechuyev Kodem Lechein Lo V'Lo Asa. Shulo Itzvi Chai L'Rabuye De Kol Shkein Hu. Right? That the Rabban who hold that anybody can make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Kol Shkein, somebody who wasn't Chai before, can be Yotzi the Mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Tell the Rabban. Maisa B'Rev Eloi. Shaholech Lahaktu Pnei Rav Lezer Rabo V'Lud B'Regel. Nice happened with Rabbi Loi that he went to greet his Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer, in Lud on Yontek. Omer lo, Eloi, ein cho mishov se haregel. Don't you hold that, that you should stay home for Yontek? Shoy Rabbi Lezer, Omer, mishabeach ani esu atzlonim, shein yotzim boteim baregel. Right, I praise the lazy people who bechlal don't leave their houses, but on Yontek they're doing a good thing. By not leaving your house, you're mekayim in the mitzvah of somachta b'chagecha. Dechsiva somachta ato uveisecha. You and your family. And even though this pasuk is said by Maisa Sheni, we learn the simcha of Yonta from the simcha of Maisa Sheni. Or some say that you had to eat Maisa Sheni in Shalayim, usually brought it up during Yonta. So in that it says, the somachta ato uveisecha, meaning your wife. Just stay home with your wife. What's it called? Eini v'om rab yitzvach minayin shechayiv adam lahaklo p'nei rabo b'regel. The Maisha is a halacha, you have to go and greet your Rebbe on Yontif. Shenemer, Madua at Olecha Seilov Hayom, Lo Chodesh, Velo Shabbos. Why are you going to Elisha when she was going, her son died, and she wanted to go to Elisha to have him resuscitated? So her husband said to her, why are you going to Elisha today? It's not Chodesh, not Shabbos. Mechlal de Bechodesh Shabbos, Mechayiv Inishlak Bulei Ape Rabbe. On the Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos, you have to mekabel pnei rabba. So, and therefore beregel also. Right? On days when you're not working, and days of kedusha, you have to mekabel pnei rabba. As a machlokas, we shown him what the mitzvah pnei akakbolas pnei rabba is. It's a mitzvah in yontif, that part of the mitzvah of yontif or Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh is in mekabel pnei rabba, or it's did in kovet harab. That on days when you're free, you have to go and mekabel the Pnei Harav. It's a din in Kovet Harav, not a din in Yontif. Shmura says, Chod Ozov Osu B'Yome, Lokash. Right, Lokash. You could be mekayim both of them. If you can go, it's within the Tchum, on Yontif. You can go, the mekabel Pnei Harav, and come home, then there's no problem. You didn't go away from home for a whole day of Yontif. But where you can't go, it's out of the Tchum, then you'd have to go stay over there, then in a chanami, Rabbi Lezer holds that there's no mitzvah. Chod ha'ozav lo osu b'yomi. Rashi. Beregel, yontif risho. V'holach etzlo me'erev yontif. Right? He went to what's it called, to spend yontif by his Rebbe. So Rabbi Lezer said to him, ein cho mishov se ha'regel, ho'ev lo amadetu b'veisech, lo'etz l'ishtecha. You're not from a person who really keeps yontif because you left your wife for yontif. Lazy people don't leave their house. Stop. They're not doing it out of the shame mitzvah. But it's a good thing for them. They're lazy people. They stay home all the time. They never travel. Still, it's a mila. Even if you're not mechavim the shame mitzvah, but the lazy mechavim the mitzvah, staying home with your wife on yontif. Madua toleches, baila shel shunami somerla. I want to go see Elisha. So her husband said, why are you going today? If you can come back that day, so you're mekayim the mitzvah of yontif by being with your wife at least a portion of the day. Then you have to go be mekabel pnei rabo.
כגון עיר שבסוך התחום, או על ידי עירוב. If you can get there and get back, that's fine. Either through an Erev or if it's in the Tchum. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa b'Rav Eliezer, sheshovas b'golov ha'elyon b'sukosa shal Yochanan b'Rav Eloi b'Kesri. Maisa that Rav Eliezer spent Yontif in the Galil ha'elyon, or spent, we think now Yontif, sheshovas b'golov ha'elyon b'sukosa shal Yochanan b'Rav Eloi. In the Sukkah of Rav Yochanan b'Rav Eloi. Now Rav Eliezer himself holds you can't be Yotzei with a borrowed sukkah. So how did he spend it in somebody else's sukkah? So some say he gave it to a matan amanas lahazir. And others say that even Rabbi Lezer holds that a person's family is yotze with him, because that's teshu kein taduru. So somebody's guest also is yotze with him. So the person who's not your guest and not your family, you have to be matna the sukkah to him, just like you'd have to be matna the esrog and lulav to him. So what happened? The gia chama the sukkah, and the sun shone into the sukkah. Omar lo mahu she'efro shaleh asadim. Can I put a sheet over the schach? Because the sun is coming in. Omar lo ein lecho kol shevet v'shevet m'Yisrael shlohemid menu shofet. So there's no shevet in Kleistel that wasn't a representative of that tribe was one of the shoftim. He didn't answer the question, obviously. Or he was hinting to him, answer it yourself. You could be a shofet too. Higia chama lechatzi asuka, the sun came in to what's it called and affected half the sukkah. It was really hot. Omer lo ma'u shefru saleh asadin. Omer lo ein lecho kol shev v'shev 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 yotzi menu neviyim. And shevet Yehuda ben Yamin hamidu melachim api neviyim. Either there were neviyim that came from the shevet, or there were melachim that were set up by neviyim. Again, he didn't answer the question. Higia chamla margalosov serve Elezer. The sun came to the lamech of his feet, was shining directly on him. Not Rabbi Yochanan sadin upirus olero. So Rabbi Yochanan took a sheet and put it over the sukkah. Hifshu Rabbi Elezer talisu lachor of a yotzer. And Rabbi Elezer, put his coat on and left. The ilomet meishiflig with her, not because he was upset, because Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer him. Yeah. Right. Not because Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loi didn't answer him. He never said something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. And here he didn't hear this halacha, so he didn't say it. So he wanted to, change the subject, so he shouldn't have to answer the question. So Mordechai says, Heichid Avi Hachi. How could you do that? Right? We said the Rebbe Lezer holds you have to stay home for Sukkot. How could he spend Sukkot in Lud with his Rebbe? The Omer Rebbe Lezer in Yotzim Yisukkot v'Sukkot, where it says, Regel Acher Hava. It wasn't Sukkot. They were sitting in Sukkot for air. It wasn't Sukkot. It was Pesach. And they happened to be sitting in Sukkot. And it was sunny. And he wanted to know if he could put a sheet over the top, right, of Halachas of Yontif, that you're not allowed to make an Ohel. So he's creating an ohel over the sukkah. Mar says, "Omer Rav Lezer, Meshabeach Ani Yisro Atzlonim Shein Yotzim Bateim Beregel." Right? The ma'isa, aside from the fact that what's it called, Ein Yotzim Yisukkah the sukkah, right? You have to spend all yontif in one sukkah. Right? He also holds that you can't leave on yontif your wife. So there's two problems here. If it was sukkahs, there was a problem of Ein Yotzim Yisukkah the sukkah. And if it wasn't Sukkot, it was still the problem of staying home for Yomtev. Where it's a Shabbos, it wasn't even Yomtev. It's a Shabbos. It was Yomtev. It was a Shabbos. Shabbos, he doesn't know you have to stay home. Only Yomtev, it says, V'somach t'atol v'esecha. So Rashi, Sheshavas b'sukosu shal Yochanan, l'kamei porech, ho'omer ablezer, m'shabeach ani esu atzlonim. Where he's going to ask, what's it called, the Chorah, how did Rabbi Lezer leave his wife and spend Yom Tov with his Rebbe? He holds it, you have to stay home. Ma'usha Efro Soler Sadin Lutzeil. Can I put a sheet over the sukkah for, what's it called, for sale? Shalo Mishuzofa Hashemesh. In order that I shouldn't, what's it called, get the sunburned. Mi Osa Mishu Mosif Awala Roy Bishabas Alo. I'm talking where you're adding to a portion. In other words, how did the son get in? Maisa was hot, but there was an empty space. So he wanted to add the sheet over that empty space. So that's adding on to an Oel Aroi on, what's it called, on Shabbos or Yontif. Ein l'cho kol shevet, you seal the dover out, you change the subject. Keramin l'kamon, shalom omer dover, echot shalom son pi rabo. Shalom hemid shofet Moshiach Yisrael. Olsen shoyul, m'shemesh Yoshua v'at Shmuel. Shemoshach shol melech. The shoftim were from, what's it called, Yoshua till Shol HaMelech. All of them were called Shoftim. Yoshua me Ephraim. Yoshua came from Ephraim. Ehud me Binyamin. Gidon me Menasha. Harim me Rachel. So all of Bnei Rachel had a Shoftim. Shimshon me Don. Barak me Kodesh Naphtali. Harim Bnei Bila. So all of Bnei Bila had a Shoftim. Evtson Zeboaz me Yehuda. Eli me Levi. Right? Eli HaKohen was also a Shoftim. Tola mi Yisachar, Alon haZvuloni miZvula, Eilu mufurashim. So all of these are mufurish, that all of these shvatim were clearly, right, delineated in the psukim that these were shoftim came from them. Aval Osniel, the Yiftach, the Shamgar, the Yoyer, the Avdon, lo yodati shmo shiftehim. There were enough shoftim left over that could have come from the other shvatim, and Rashi said, I don't know which shevet they came from. But from the Gemara, you see that all of these must have used up the other shvatim that weren't mentioned specifically. Didn't find anywhere it says mefurish for these shvatim, Ruvain, Shimon, God, and Asher. But probably the ones that weren't mentioned specifically, which shevet they came from these shvatim. The sun, as the sun went down, and it was on an angle, it shone through the open space in the extension of the sukkah. Melachim apinavim shol v'dovid apishmuel. The yotzer shalom rotzul ha'atir sadover. He went out of the sukkah, he didn't want to be matir putting up the sheet. Lo mipnei shifligu b'dvarim. Mashitzil dover achir. Not because he was upset because he changed the subject. Lo etzligu he'menu l'tchoso. And the reason Rabbi Yochanan did that was... Right. But not because he, what's it called, wanted Stam to change the subject. He did it because Shalom Lelamdo Torah, he didn't do it because he didn't want to teach him Torah. Right? Stam to change the subject. El Shalom Amar Dover. The reason is he never said anything that he didn't hear directly from his Rebbe. En Yotzim Yisukah L'Sukah, V'Hech Yiv Shabbos, Shemesoch HaRegel, Asukoso, Shehoysa Belud, Sheyador Belud, Kedetanya, Achara Belezer Lelud. Right? How did he leave on Shabbos Chol? It was Master Shabbos Chol Amoy Sukkos. The Shabbos was Master Shabbos, but they thought it was Sukkos. So it's Shabbos Chol Amoy. That means that it was in his own Sukkah in Lud, and Shabbos he spent in a different Sukkah. How could he do that? According to his Shita. Regal Asher Hoya Kegon Atzeres. It wasn't Sukkos at all. It was Shmini Atzeres. V'hayu Yoshim B'Sukkah Mishum Adar. Right, what were they doing in the Sukkah? Sva. They were spending time in the Sukkah because it was cool. Now the Gemara says, the Tifshot Leimidi Day, let's learn from Rabbi Lezer himself what the halacha is by being Mosif on an Oel Aroi. Disnan, Pkaka Chalom, if you have a window shutter, okay, that they used to close up the window with. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Bizman Shekosher V'Tolui Pokimbo. If it's hanging and it's tied to the window, then it's an appendage to the window and it's not considered building. It's there, it's not on the ground, so you're not picking up something separate and now filling in the hole in the wall, which is called a window. That's adding to a binyan. That's awesome. But if it's tied, and it's always used for that, and it's tied there, and it's hanging, it's not on the ground, then what's it called? It's clear that that is part of the window. It's made to open and close, like it's on hinges. And that's already part of the binyan. It's not adding to the binyan. The imlav ain't poking bow, but if not, you can't close the window, even though you're being mosif on an oel aroi. Now, you're not making a new oel. The wall is there. The wall just has a hole in it, and you're filling that hole. So that's called mosif al binyan aroi. The chacham momrin bein kach uvein kach pokim. The chacham hole doesn't make a difference. It's not considered adding, because since it's normally used to close that hole, that's not called what's it called, building, and you're allowed to be Mosif Oel HaRoi. So you see that Rebbe Lezer holds that you can't be Mosif on an Oel HaRoi unless it's tied or whatever. So you couldn't put a sheet up even though you're only adding to an existing Oel. So Gemara says, no, it's different. Hasam hu de mevatel. Over there, you, what's it called, are mevatel the pekak to the chalom. Right? And therefore it's considered part of the wall. Okay? Avahacha de lo mevatel lo. But over here, what's it called, where you're not mevatel the sheet, maybe here it's also. In other words, over there, what's it called, could be mevatel it there completely. But over here, nobody leaves the sheet there forever. Rashi, hasam mevatel le. Lahai pekak. Do we skip Rashi's here? Yeah. Let's learn from what Rabbi Lozer said somewhere else that it'd be usher to put up a sheet. The usher l'hosef al aroi. Rabbi Lozer holds you're not allowed to add to an ol aroi. Shekosher v'tali sham kol shor poking bo kiven the mesukin v'omid l'kach ein zalo bo nevelamosi. Since it's made for the window to be opened and closed with this shutter, it's not considered binyan. If not, then you're not allowed to add to put it in the window because you're adding to the wall. Over there, you are meyached the shutter for the sake of the window. Therefore, it's considered part of the wall. That's why if it's not tied, it's also to do. Because lemaisa, you're leaving it there. Right, it becomes part of the wall, so it's Mosif Halo Aroi. You're adding to the wall. Avol Sadin Anan Sadi Lumavatul Gabi Sukkah. The sheet you're not going to leave there forever, so you're not being mevatel into the sukkah itself. The sofa litlo. In the end, you're going to take it away. So maybe there, since it's only temporary, right, you could be Mosif on an Oel HaRoi in something that's temporary. Hilchah Lo Pshita LeRabbi Elazar Lavi Mosif. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar himself wasn't sure whether this is similar to the case of the Pekak, and therefore be Osir, or since it's only temporary, it will be Mutter.